Hello guys, welcome back to The Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo Adhiambo, Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 8 with none other than...
Steph Capella.
You didn't wait for me to do the drum roll.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, I'm joking.
Take 3.
I'm joking. Mm-hmm. So with none other than Steph Capella. People yes. know you as mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But do you mind telling us your real name?
My real names are Stephen Nyankuru. Mm-hmm. I prefer Stephen Nyankuru.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie.
Stephen Nyankuru. It was Stephen all the way until I went to the States, and then I realized that no one used to call me Stephen. Mm. Everyone knows me Stephen. So like, oh, okay. Kume, there's like a twist there.
Alafu, you changed it officially, ama?
No.
Your birth document still reads Stephen.
Yeah, but it's spelled Stephen.
So where did Capella, the name, come from?
Capella came from, I was in high school. I used to do a cappella in high school. And it was like a weird, I've told this story a lot of times.
Yeah.
But it was, my art teacher used to see me and go like, a cappella, mm-hmm. right? But the way he'd say it was like, ah, cappella. You know, like he'd say it like that, yeah. after we performed at an art festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of started sticking. My classmates, Nino Kanza Kunitaivo, and just became that.
And that you went with it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to find out what caught your attention in the past week or month, like so far in the year.
Man, so much has happened in January, mm-hmm, now Feb.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's been the whole femicide issue.
Yeah. For sure.
As far as entertainment goes, I think I've watched a couple of new songs.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Nikita Kering's Let You Down,
mm-hmm.
just Jana, which mm-hmm. I thought was brilliant. I thought it was so dope. What else? Entertainment-wise, I don't know. I watch a lot of Ikonini. I watch a lot of podcasts. In the news, I guess the Embakasi thing that happened. Was it Jana Amajuzi?
Yeah, it was just the other night.
Yeah. That was so sad. It's so tragic. But what I really hate about situations like this whenever they happen, mm-hmm. is the backstory is always like, this could have been avoided. It's always a situation that could have been avoided.
For sure.
Like that place wasn't even certified by EPRA. So, but again, mtu sikia umechoka kwa Mkenya sometimes. It's just like, it is what it is, man. Just, I don't know what else to do.
I get you. And I like it that you mentioned Nikita Kering, because I feel like last year was one of the best years for Kenyan music, at least for as long as I've been consciously following the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you release any music last year?
Yeah. Quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually closed the year with a brand new single. It's called Imeweza.
Mm-hmm.
Very, 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 very dope. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go check out Imeweza. Very, very dope.
Also, you have another name. That's Marizadi.
Marizadi. See?
Again.
You know, I just came up with that one day, and I was like, how did I come up with this thing? I don't know. Marizadi. Oh, yeah. Marizadi is like, is like Maridadi. Kitu Maridadi.
Yeah.
But you know, these days guys say Zadi, they don't say Daddy, so Marizadi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought the idea of like something beautiful, something dope, something attractive.
Okay, what's the one thing, when I'm looking at you now, I realize that you are, I don't realize, but through your music, you're an R&B soul type of artist.
Mm.
But when I look at you now, you're looking all macho and all bearded and all those things. Nice. And
I'm a contradiction. I'm a walking contradiction
for sure.
on everything, yeah.
So how did you end up deciding, was it conscious, you just found yourself like inclined to R&B soul?
That's where I actually began.
Mm.
I began singing. I was always a singer. In fact, I never thought that I'd be a rapper at any point.
Mm-hmm.
But like at some point, okay, when I was like 14, I dabbled kidogo in rap, but not really. It wasn't until I had Drake. It wasn't until I had him, like, I was like, oh, you mean you can do both?
Mm.
Like, it's possible to do both. And at that point, that's when I was like, okay, I think I really want to try out, like, rapping, nini, nini. But I'm a singer at heart. I'm a singer from the very beginning. It's just that even when I sing, I find my writing is more like bars. Okay. It's more like metaphoric, nini, nini.
I get it.
So, yeah.
Hiya, you've mentioned that you went to the US and they had problems spelling or pronouncing your name and stuff like that. Yeah, so tell us about how studying in the USA. Because I feel like a lot of the conversation that's going on right now is people need to find their way out of this country because of how things are going.
Man, man, I don't think here politics. Because, you know, like, I'm not a politics head.
Mm-hmm.
But the new government is so annoying that you find that you just keep on, like, you keep on looking outside.
Did you vote in the last election?
I did not. I haven't voted in any elections.
You're part of the problem, man.
I haven't voted in any election. I mean, I want to iba anyway.
You're part of the problem.
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't voted.
2027, we'll see. Okay.
We'll see. But, yeah, I find it very weird that the heads of our state, the heads of our nation can be telling our brain, like, they're encouraging brain drain.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing, like, for me to see. The fact that we used to see, like, guys go to the US in droves, like, people are looking for a better opportunity, tangu kitambo. It was never because that... We couldn't make it here. It was just like there's better opportunity there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But now, even in 2024, you're telling me that the guys who have studied, have so much, they can't get work, nini. And then the person who's supposed to be creating these jobs is telling you, and then it's the numbers that they are talking about like 2,500 nurses.
Yeah.
2,500 in a country of 48 million people.
Facts.
Like, to me, you're standing there talking like as if this thing is supposed to make sense to us, but really it just makes them look very incompetent. And I honestly don't understand it. I think Gachagua or Ruto should call me. We sit down and talk because something is going wrong somewhere.
So is that what you going to study in the US was?
Yeah.
Looking for better opportunities.
Personally, I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a dream or thought that, oh, I want to go study in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't grow up rich.
Yeah.
And my folks were like, look, not even my folks. My mom was like, look, I can't pay for your university and your brother's university at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can go to the States, you can pay for yourself, and hell, you can even support us here. You can even help us out. So for me, nilikuwa nichukulia kama joke.
Yeah.
Like after high school, me, I was already pursuing music. I nilienda TPF, nini, nini. So I was already going like path ya mziki.
Chatting your path, yeah.
And when my mom, like when I was being now sent to these people who are advising you, telling you atunafaa kwenda kufanya nini States, they were telling me, you have to apply for nursing, hiyo ndio wanachukua. And me, I applied for marketing as a way to make sure that I don't go, unaona. Like it was like, yeah, if I'm going to go do something, then let me do something that's kind of related to where I'm going. It was integrated marketing communications. So, it was somehow in media.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I'm going to go there, I'm going to go do something that's at least close to what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I also expected not to get the visa.
Okay.
So I got it. And that began a whole different journey in my life.
I saw someone say, anyone who applies for these scholarships and makes it deserves it, because the processes and the whatever are disheartening. Me, I just log into the websites and I see the requirements. Like, maybe next year I will try again next year.
Let me tell you something funny.
When
you issue their passport, iko hapa sahi. So when I was applying to go, I kept going back to the office. I kept going back. National nikiambiwa iko tayari. And then my uncle, who we shall not name because he's actually a big man somewhere. One day, akanishika mkono akasema twende na wewe sasa. Come to find out, this thing was done kitambo, but the date on it was printed like ilikuwa inafaa kuwa later, like it was like April 1st or something mm-hmm. like that. But we were in like March or Feb mm-hmm. at the same at that time. So when now me, I'm going to fill out forms mm-hmm. as a visa nini na eka date inakata kuchukua.
Because the passport, yeah.
My passport is not even valid yet. Mm. It's not even valid yet. So like, hii ukisikia maneno ati passports you print and nini. These things could have been printed a long time ago, but lazima u, you know, lazima u kanje kakitu. It's just Kenya. It's Kenya, my friend.
It's all right. So now that you've mentioned you went to school, I can see where the intersection between what you... I really? Mm. You said you did integrated marketing to sort of at least mesh with your music and things like that. Mm. So can you say that what you studied in school...
Not at all.
You didn't even wait for me to finish.
I mean, I've never used any of the degrees I got. I've never used any of
the
them.
Degrees? So you have a couple?
No, I have one. Mm-hmm. I have one. Now, funny enough, when I was in the States, mm-hmm. Life will happen, Bio Sana, in mm-hmm. the States. And it's such a long story. Where do I begin? So when you go to States, first mm-hmm. of all, you're in school, you're told you can only work in school. You're not allowed to work off campus, right? Mm-hmm. But you're only allowed to work 20 hours a week, mm-hmm. which doesn't equivalent to any kind of money. Mm-hmm. And you have to pay tuition, mm-hmm. pay for your boarding, pay for your books, So eventually you end up working off campus, which means you transfer from that school and go to like a community college where it's a little cheaper, but you'll be able to now work outside, like work off campus, you'll be able to make more money and mm-hmm. afford nini. Mm-hmm. But throughout that entire process, it kind of messed up my immigration status. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got in trouble with the immigration system. And mm-hmm. once that happened, like life just became like this roller coaster of mm-hmm. you're constantly in fear, you're constantly in whatever. Looking you can't really maintain school. Mm-hmm. 'Cause now, once now, like you've been identified by the immigration system, you're not really, you can't really now mess up anymore. Now you have to do things clean. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't allow you to make enough money to actually support yourself.
Okay.
I was this close to finishing my degree. Mm-hmm. But like what happened, and I ended up coming back home.
I like that you're honest enough, because some people, you know, there's no way I can go and start being diligent and finding out whether you finished.
I wasn't for a long time. Mm. For a very long time, it was something. It's something that's very hard to talk about, and it was very hard to talk about for the longest time, mm-hmm. until I came to finally understand that, yo, that's my story. You know, that's my life. That, like, I've lived something that majority of people will never live. Mm. And it's an inspirational story to so many, because there are so many Kenyans like who are back home from the States, and they're sitting in shame. Nothing, they're sitting in unajua unaona nikawa lipata opportunity ya kufanya kitu ya maana, and they let themselves down, they let their families down. But you didn't, bro. Like, or sis, it's just your life. It's just the trajectory of your life. What you do now, kwa sababu the past is gone. Mm. What you do now is actually what matters.
So there's another thing I admire, and it's that you knew that you wanted to do music from the word go, and that's what you ended up pursuing.
Right.
I feel like for me, it's the same thing. It's like at the back of my head, I know the things I want to do, but there's always something else, like maybe my parents' interests, my parents' desire for me, and the fact that I went to law school and stuff like that. So I find it really hard to put my foot down and say, guys, I want to do media. I want to do what? So... kudos to you. I hope 25, because I just turned 25. I hope that brings me a little bit
happy
of courage.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like people say at a certain age, you become more brave and you become more solid in your decision making. Mm. So now we're Steph the Musician. We're into Steph the Musician. We're in studio. Mm-hmm. Please take us through your usual creative process.
I'd say I'm an ambivert, first of all. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a guy who can be social when I'm in social situations, mm-hmm. but I really do prefer just being in my room peke yangu. Like I prefer the silence. I prefer the solitude.
You're just like me.
Oh, man. So majority of the music I write or I work on, I prefer to work at it alone. Mm-hmm. Like I don't even want. Like, I want to share it when it's done, mm-hmm. when I'm sure, like, it's okay, it's good. But in the industry, like, a lot of times you'll be called to studio or collaborations, and people want you to work on music with them right there and then. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of learned how to do it. I'm not a fan of it, but it is what it is. It's just the requirements. But for me, you play me the beat, I listen, whatever vibe comes, that's what I try to work on. We always say music really doesn't come from your mind. Mm-hmm. It comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it comes from, but it you're just the instrument that translates it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just when I hear the beat, I'll think of something. Like it'll come, and then I'll write whatever it is.
I admire people who can write to beats. I couldn't for a long time. For me, I have a pre-existing melody in my head, and then I'll put down what I need to put down, and then I'll go to the producer with the melody and everything. So it's
do you
for
play
them.
Do you play like an instrument
or
something?
I do not play an instrument. Uh-huh. The most I can play is a recorder.
How do you keep the melody in your mind? Like, how do you remember it? Like,
I don't know, because I think most of everything is just in the key G. I think that's my basic. I wasn't also very explorative when it comes to actually pitching and changing and very... I think my songs are more or less the same. So anybody who writes to beats, I really admire.
Oh, I find it way easier than the previous. Like, I mean, I used to do what you do, but since I don't play any instruments, I play guitar kidogo, but I'm not good at all. I find it harder to try and remember like the melodies and the nini, unless now I'm with my phone and I'm singing it and nini. And then getting to a producer and being like, nitengeneze kitu nataka ikuwe hivi.
Ikuwe hivi. Ama nimeimba hivi, sasa wait after the keys and yes.
Wacha.
So what do you reckon is your best song? Like out of your entire catalog, what do you think is your favorite, not the fan's favorite?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's very, for me, to me, they're all my babies, to be honest. Every single song I've ever written has a special place. Even the ones that I've never released, even the ones that are now I hear and I go like, ah, that's such garbage. But every single song means so much to me. I don't think I have a favorite per se. But if you ask people, I guess I'd say this. Got the Sauce will always have a special place in my heart.
Got the Sauce.
Because that was like my first, like that was my introduction into the Kenyan industry. Mm-hmm. That was my first big crossover. That was the first song that was played on radio. So yeah, I think Got the Sauce will always have a special place. But even before Got the Sauce is another one called what's this thing called? And the way I No More. I did that when I was back in the States. That was the first song that I did that made me now realize and say, Nimeka mguchi ni I'm pursuing
this
music
is
and music is it for me. Ata shuleka niko shule ama whatever, there's no other path for me. It's this one. Because that was the first song that I got enough validation from people like, yo, this is so dope. This is so dope. And I was like, yes, I know I can do this.
Do you want to know the song I knew you from? Money Talks, don't be talking about exposure. Did I get
that
anything?
That was much later.
But anyway, that's a song I really like and I want to speak about it.
Yes.
The lyrics, money talks, don't be talking about exposure.
Of course.
What does that mean to a young person like me like way younger than me who is being told that in order to carve your path in certain niches, you're going to have to do things for free. You're going to have to...
Which you will. If we're being honest, there is a period when you're beginning, when you're at the very beginning stages of your career. You need that exposure. And it's not exposure so much for to be seen as much as it is for you to learn, right? You need to be in that space and see how things are done, see how professional things are done, like how good you would need your setup to be before you can actually charge for something. So that period is not, I don't call it exposure as much as I call it like a learning period. Like that's the time when you're doing, it's like an intern. That's the time you're doing things to learn how the system works. But once you figure out how the system works and you're putting value into your own show, then my dear, pay me. We are not doing exposure. Kosababu, it costs me to do this, right? It costs me a lot of money to be able to bring this song on stage and whatever. So kindly meet me halfway. At least atakama si mob kianza, But we'll grow that.
I agree. Mm. I agree. And I think that's a theme I've been hearing every other time, because I think I just finished my internship. Mm. And it's always be a sponge. So to anyone who's listening who might be struggling with this aspect of exposure, and if you're in a phase where you need to learn, then I think just embrace the fact that that's where you are and continue. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because I think the episode has come to an end.
Short and sweet.
What? Not imba vizuri. Okay, fine. Then there's one more thing I need you to do. Okay, two at least.
Sure.
What's one thing that you think your fans don't know about you that you'd like them to know?
I'm a boxer.
Boxer?
Mm-hmm.
Like Evie?
Yeah. Mess with me and Batia Kumba.
Like Mayweather, I'm a...
Kwanza, Mayweather is like one of my heroes. Like, I love boxing. I've loved boxing for the last 10 plus something years.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I wasn't doing music, I'd probably be a boxer. And I really want to see like boxing in Kenya grow into something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like nikitu wageme ime for watu wa kamukunji, watu wa ghetto, watu wa sijuinini. Like, it's always sidelined to watu wa gumu. But boxing can change your life. It has changed the lives of so many people. And I feel like in Africa, it's something that we don't really try to push. And I feel like we have the genetics. I feel like we have the struggle that you need. You need that background of hardship. Like, boxers are not made in private school.
Mm-hmm.
Boxers are made in like tough upbringing, you know? And that's why they are capable of even doing the things that they are doing. I mean, just look at what Kakina Nganu.
Like, anyway, apo kwa hiyo ring ni vita ya ukweli. Like, unanipiga na sikia uchungu.
Ah. And the other guy is trying to take your head off.
For what? For money.
Money. And it's a business. It's not even a sport. That's an entirely different topic.
So I get paid to feel pain.
Yes. And you get paid. No, you get paid to inflict pain. You get paid to inflict pain and avoid as much pain as possible. That's the sweet science.
I think you're a psycho. That's psychotic.
Bruh,
that's
let me psychotic. Tell you, I love...
Anyway, so we are finishing up with a game. So I want you to tell me three sentences. Mm-hmm. So one must be a lie. So it's two truths, one lie. And I must figure out which one the lie is. And then I'll do the same.
That's a tough one. Okay, let's see.
Money talks, tell me talking. That's all that's ringing in my head.
Let's see. I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, this is so hard. Okay. You said one truth, two lies.
Two truths, one lie.
Two truths, one lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is this so hard to just come up with something random?
Just think about the truths in your life.
I'm very good at playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Actually got a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I have a collabo with Nyashinski.
You have a collabo with Nyashinski?
Yes.
And basketball, and I'm an only child.
Yes.
I think you do have a collabo with Nyashinski. I think so. I think you're very good at basketball because of the way you said it. You said it with such conviction. I do not think you're an only child because you said your parents couldn't take all of you to university. So
that's why I said it's hard. It's hard to come up with a lie because I'm just a kid.
Yeah, so you're not an only child.
I'm not an only child. You're right.
So you do have a collabo with Nyashinski. Okay, sorry, fine.
Do I?
Hiya.
Maybe I just didn't understand the rules of the game.
Okay, fine.
Maybe I just didn't understand.
It's okay. So for me, Okay, now I'm feeling the pressure.
You see?
Two truths. Two truths, one lie. I'm pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be admitted to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two phones.
Hey, you've been thinking so about this one. Okay, let's see. I do not think you're pregnant.
Why am I not glowing?
I'm just saying. I don't uh-huh, think you're okay. pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I do think that you're about to be admitted to the bar
because
mm-hmm. I do know you're a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If you had two phones, I would have seen the other one. I've only seen you with this one. But I can't be a liar. You said two truths, Cindy. Yeah, you do have two phones. You have two phones, you're about to be admitted to the bar, you are not pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant, fam. Back to sender.
What's my gift? What do I get? Nimeshinda nini?
We'll tell you after this episode ends. If you confirm you have a song with Yashinsky.
Right back after these messages.
So thank you guys for watching. Thank you so much, Steph, for honoring my invite. It was so nice to have you. It's so nice to finally... I should have said one thing.
What?
You had COVID the same time I had COVID.
God, shato sinikumbushe yo maisha.
Anyway, it's so nice that you're alive, that you made it out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we expect new music from you.
Of course.
So please be sure to tell the Cycles audience where they can find your music, where they can find you and things like that.
Yes, you can follow your boy, I Am Capella, everywhere. If you go to YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, IG, I Am Capella, you'll find me there. All DSPs, my music is available there. Do look out for this brand new song I have coming out with Deadlights called Niwewe. It's such a beautiful love song. Your rapper is singing like crazy. And you already know what Della can do on the vocals. So, yeah, check it out.
I think life is crazy. You were just saying how she went quiet.
She's not quiet no more.
All right. So be sure to follow Cycles Podcast on Cycles_podcast on Instagram or my personal page at Maeve Cheryl on Instagram or Maeve Cheryl 1 on Twitter. See you in the next episode. Bye. We'll be right back.